Chamber Administrator Mindy Madol-Lopez drafted two plans for this year's festival. The Chamber Board opted to submit Plan B to the Emergency Operations Center for review. That has increased social distancing and mostly outdoor events spread out throughout the downtown area.
Well, it's definitely going to look different than it has in the years past, but I'm super excited that the EOC approved our mitigation plan. So, of course, as a chamber board, we just want to have the safest festival as possible during this pandemic.
Almost all of the events planned are outdoors, including the pageant Thursday night and the style show Friday. The food court will be spread out on Main Street from First Bank and El Zarape to Viking Travel and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance. Lopez says the plan is to put up a new chamber tent in the parking lot of the municipal building, and some of the weekend's events will take place there, like a prize walk and art workshop. Planners are also hoping festival goers will continue with COVID precautions even outside.
Of course, we want to advise attendees prior to the event that should not attend if they have symptoms or are recently exposed within the 14 days of COVID. It's still a mask mandate here in town, especially even outside, 50 people or more that gather. So we do ask and encourage people to wear a mask and just to be aware of social distancing as well.
Most of Main Street will be shut down to vehicle traffic during the day Friday and Saturday, with vendor booths lining the street as well, spaced well apart. And Lopez says vehicles will be crossing on Excel Street to access the waterfront and harbors.
Please just be mindful of Excel there when you're crossing the street this year. This is kind of how we had to do with spreading out, and maybe next year will be different. But as far as this year, this is how the plan's going to go down.
There's also a new sound system for this year's festival, and there are plans for some local musicians to play. Hammer and Weekon plans events to celebrate its 100th anniversary. And there are some new offerings this year, like grocery cart races, right after an annual favorite, the herring toss. In addition, Friday's parade will be spread out a little bit more, with a longer route using more of Main Street and First Street. Here's the borough's incident commander, Carl Hagerman, on a recent COVID panel discussion.
I know the parade is going to happen this year, and they're really asking for the audience of the parade to spread out throughout the entire route, not just downtown. Through the two or three blocks that it's downtown, but up Fram Street and on First Street over to the middle school as well. Everybody spread out along that route. You'll be able to see the whole parade throughout that entire distance, and no need to crowd crammed together downtown.
Petersburg started off the month of May at zero active cases, but reported new cases this week. Hagerman and other members of the Emergency Operations Center have been reviewing plans for hygiene and distancing at the various gatherings.
I want to thank all of the event planners that have submitted mitigation plans for their events and functions. Really helps the community to stay safe and keep our risk level low, and planning for those mitigations and making sure that participants and volunteers are all safe during the festival is really important. So we appreciate that.
The EOC also plans to put out at least one of the restroom trailers that was purchased with emergency COVID funding in the parking lot of the municipal building. He says the plan is to keep that public restroom option there through the summer and open 24/7. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.